Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture, I have to remind you to join us on 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot. Also, the area's information stations, 930 KSDN and 102.1 in Aberdeen, 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, and Farm News and Real Country, Thunder 106.1 and Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. Now, with each passing year, it becomes a larger concern for agriculture producers. How will the industry meet the needs of a rapidly growing worldwide population? Well, one that's expected to surpass 9 billion by 2050. Greater productivity, enhanced quality, and efficiency are going to play a role. Now, it's a challenge well known in agriculture. All industry sectors will be required to produce more with less in order to meet the needs of the world's growing population. Now, industry leader John Meyer, who serves as the CEO of the Holstein Association USA, says this represents a great opportunity for the United States. And he's never been more optimistic about the dairy industry and all of animal agriculture.
When you look at it, by 2050, we're going to have to feed a population that will be like adding another China in terms of population to this world. Dairy and meat proteins will continue to be needed, and the demand for dairy and meat proteins will be greater than they've ever been.
Now, in order to keep pace, America's farmers and ranchers will need to improve efficiencies within their operations, stay focused on meeting quality goals, and find ways to capitalize on growing demand. Meyer believes U.S. registered Holsteins bring much to the conversation.
You think about it a little bit, that if there was only one cow on earth and you could only have one cow, what cow would you choose? You would choose the Holstein cow, because the Holstein cow produces more milk and more dairy proteins than any other breed. And also you have the benefit of the beef and meat that that the Holstein cow produces, which is often overlooked.
Now, about 15 to 16% of all prime beef production in the United States comes from Holstein cows, according to Meyer. High-quality meat protein, in addition to high-quality milk, allows the breed an advantage in the growing global market.
No breed can do like the Holstein, things that the Holstein breed can do. That's why it's the world's perfect cow.
Well, there you go. And that is John Meyer, Holstein Association USA CEO. Well, when it comes to what's going on in Washington, President Trump often cited withdrawing from the North America Free Trade Agreement as a way to reduce America's trade deficit with Mexico. However, a Forbes.com article says that isn't the way it works. If the U.S. should no longer be involved in NAFTA, all three countries revert to most favored nation or nation trade status under the World Trade Organization. Now, in order to join the WTO, each country had to agree to limit its tariffs to a certain level. The average U.S. tariff on imports from non-FTA countries is 2.8%. The World Bank says Mexico's average tariff is 4.5%. If freed from NAFTA, the president could increase tariffs on Mexican imports to help reduce the imbalance. However, WTO rules require the U.S. to also raise tariffs by an equal amount to all other partners that don't have a trade agreement. That's Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.